Chapter 1. Developing Leaders. There is no more important task for the United States Army than developing its people to lead others to defeat any enemy, anywhere. Developing leaders is inherently part of every garrison activity, training event, and real-world operation Army forces conduct around the world. Each leader-subordinate interaction is a development opportunity. They are inseparable from training, enforcing standards, providing feedback, and setting a personal example. Effective leaders represent the United States Army's strategic advantage over its adversaries, and developing leaders ensures the Army maintains that advantage. The Army develops adaptable leaders capable of accomplishing missions in dynamic, unstable, and complex environments. A robust, holistic, and purposeful leader development program at strategic, organizational, and direct levels is essential to readiness and future success. The Army develops leaders who are agile, adaptive, and innovative through a mix of education, training, and experience. This encourages a leader who acts with boldness and initiative to execute missions according to doctrine and orders. The goal is to develop Army leaders who clearly provide purpose, direction, motivation, and vision to their teams and subordinates while executing missions to support their commander's intent. Developing leaders is fundamental to our Army. Leader development is the deliberate, continuous, and progressive process founded in the Army values that develops soldiers and Army civilians into competent, committed professional leaders of character. Leaders develop through career-long synthesis of the training, education, and experiences acquired through opportunities in the institutional, operational, and self-development domains. Developing leaders includes all cohorts and components, beginning at recruitment and continuing until the leader leaves service. AR-350-1. A key component of leader development is remaining focused on the professionalism of our leaders and those they lead. By developing and promoting a professional force, the Army develops trust on several levels: between soldiers and leaders, between soldiers and Department of the Army (DA) civilians, between soldier families in the Army, between the Army and government, and between the Army and the American people. This is why the Army commits to providing quality education institutions and training, along with challenging experiences and opportunities throughout a career, to develop effective leaders and ready units. Setting the proper development expectations of subordinates is critical, so they understand their development is a continuous process, encompassing almost everything they do, regardless of context. Significant leader development occurs during professional education, unit leader development programs, and counseling sessions. However, Army research shows the most effective developmental experiences occur in the operational domain, during daily interactions with subordinates as they prepare for and execute missions. These interactions create enduring positive results and prepare subordinates for greater levels of responsibility when they integrate with daily operations and allow for shared understanding about standards, desired outcomes, and lessons learned. Developing leaders and being developed by others requires mutual understanding between leaders and subordinates, both about the work involved in developing others and work needed to become a good leader. The developmental experience can be challenging and requires openness and a willingness to take risks and learn from experiences, both successes and failures. Those who lead and develop other leaders must treat experiences as lessons learned sources. Insight: leader development and training overlap. Unit or organizational culture that emphasizes developing leaders through training priorities sets expectations by grade and duty position and develops leaders to achieve those expectations is a proven tactic for developing tactically and technically sound subordinate leaders. Giving subordinate leaders opportunities to observe others operating a rifle or gunnery range to standard, then coaching them as they do likewise, is an example of how training and leader development overlap in a practical sense. Those subordinates are prepared to execute similar missions in their next unit while developing their subordinates for greater responsibility. Tenets of developing leaders. Tenets of developing leaders are the essential principles that make the Army successful at developing its leaders. The tenets provide a backdrop for the Army's unit training principles. See ADP 7.0. The overarching tenets are: strong commitment by the Army, superiors, and individuals to developing leaders. Clear purpose and intention for what, when, and how to develop leadership. Supportive relationships and culture of learning. Three mutually supportive domains, institutional, operational, and self-development, that enable education, training, and experiences. providing, accepting, and acting on candid assessment and feedback for self-awareness. The Army prioritizes developing its people beyond a directed responsibility to develop subordinates. AR-600-100 directs Army leaders to develop their subordinates. Leaders must commit to developing others and themselves. Members want to serve in an organization that values camaraderie and teamwork while improving others' capabilities. Accountability for implementation follows responsibility. Development occurs through both formal systems and informal practices. Reception and integration, newcomer training, developmental tasks and assignments, individual and collective training, educational events, transition or succession planning, and broadening are all activities where development occurs and should be encouraged. Development in the three mutually supportive domains, institutional, operational, and self-development, involves experiential learning that is consistent with the principle of train as you fight. Any experience that shapes and improves performance enhances development. Emphasizing any developmental domain at another's expense hinders learning. Feedback is necessary to guide engaged development. Formal and informal feedback based on observation and assessment provide information to confirm or increase self-awareness about developmental progress. The Army established performance monitoring, evaluation reports, coaching, growth counseling processes, and self-awareness assessments to engage leaders and individuals. Feedback that goes from leader to led is essential for learning, along with other feedback sources to develop leaders. Forming a mentoring or coaching relationship outside unit lines is a means to obtain informal feedback. Another is the feedback leaders obtain through self-assessments, study to improve, and application of knowledge or skills. Development depends on having clear purpose for why, what, when, and how to develop. Good leader development is purposeful and goal-oriented. A clearly established purpose enables leaders to guide, assess, and accomplish development. The principles for developing leaders describe goals for what leaders need to be developed to do. Lead by example, develop subordinates, create a positive environment for learning, exercise mission command, adaptive performance, critical and creative thinking, and know subordinates and their families. The core leader competencies and attributes identified in ADP 6-22 provide additional detail on what leaders need to be, know, and do. Developing leaders includes holding subordinates accountable for maintaining Army standards, demonstrating the leadership requirements model competencies and attributes, adhering to Army values, and accomplishing missions. Leaders must consider each situation and select the best approach to hold subordinates accountable. Sometimes, a private verbal correction is adequate. In others, where time or safety are paramount, a public correction commensurate with the seriousness of the situation is warranted. In others, written counseling provides a reference for future professional development. Setting expectations in a unit about how and why leaders hold subordinates accountable is itself a means of developing leaders. It ensures shared understanding on effective leader requirements and unit standards, ultimately growing better leaders and maintaining positive command climates. Leadership requirements. The nation and the Army articulate their expectations of Army leaders through the Army Leadership Requirements Model that illustrates expectations of every leader, whether military or civilian, officer or enlisted, active or reserve. It covers the core leader requirements and expectations of all leadership levels. Attributes are the desired internal leader characteristics, what the Army wants leaders to be and know. Competencies are skills and behaviors the Army expects leaders to acquire, demonstrate, and continue to enhance, what the Army wants leaders to do. A clear leadership requirements framework provides leaders the basis to assess their strengths and developmental needs and to determine goals for improvement. The Army's leadership requirements model specifically provides leaders with enduring attributes and competencies. The model provides a consistent reference point throughout professional and personal development progression. Leaders must improve in all the leader competencies, become more knowledgeable about the way the military operates, and understand how to operate in complex geopolitical situations. As Army leaders develop themselves and others, they must guard against counterproductive leadership behaviors. The leadership requirements model identifies what leaders need to develop. Counterproductive leadership identifies where leaders may need correction as they develop. As future operational environments will be increasingly complex, it is imperative to identify and counteract anything that prevents mission success. Counterproductive leadership is the demonstration of leader behaviors that violate one or more of the Army's core leader competencies or Army values, preventing a climate conducive to mission accomplishment, ADP6-22. Counterproductive leadership has long-term negative effects on individuals and units, impeding mission accomplishment and negating combat advantages. Counterproductive leadership tends to fall into several categories: abusive, self-serving, erratic, leadership incompetence, and corrupt. See ADP6-22 for complete descriptions. All leaders are susceptible to counterproductive leadership, especially during stress, high operating tempo, or other chaotic conditions. Left uncorrected, the negative effects can quickly cascade, lowering morale, commitment, cohesion, performance, readiness, and mission accomplishment. Counterproductive leadership is complex and must be handled in an effective and constructive way that does not lead to further problems. Questions to ask in order to identify, assess, and address counterproductive leadership are: identify, what is the behavior? What category does it fit in? Assess, what conditions and factors influence the behavior or behaviors? Define the situation, actors, behaviors, and behavior impact. Is there a pattern to the behaviors? Address, what strategies, intervening for others, directly addressing, or strengthening resilience should be employed to address or cope with the behavior? Training modules are available on the CAPL website. Developing cohesive and effective teams. The Army relies on effective teams to perform tasks, achieve objectives, and accomplish missions. Building and maintaining teams that operate effectively is essential. To do this, Army leaders employ Army team building, a continuous process of enabling a group of people to reach their goals and improve their effectiveness through leadership in various exercises, activities, and techniques. Three qualities characterize good teamwork: climate, identity, and cohesion. Climate refers to how members think and feel about their organization, based on shared perceptions and attitudes. It depends on the personalities within a unit, which change as people come and go. Team identity develops through a shared understanding of what the team exists to do and what the team values. Cohesion is the unity or togetherness across team members and forms from mutual trust, cooperation, and confidence. Teamwork increases when teams operate in a positive, engaging, and emotionally safe environment. An engaging environment occurs where team members desire to work together on missions. They feel a sense of self-worth and accomplishment of something more important than they are. A safe environment occurs when team members feel they can be open and not threatened by unwarranted criticism. Teamwork fosters open communication, improves professional relations, contributes to unit motivation, and builds trust. Teamwork pulls together a diverse group's knowledge and experience to accomplish the mission. Knowing the elements of effective teams and developing teamwork assists leaders to assemble the team, orient them, create an identity, cultivate trust, engage in solving problems, manage processes, regulate team dynamics, and deliver results to other organizations and stakeholders. High-performing teams enforce high standards and hold each other accountable for their actions, including their performance or output level. See ATP6-22.6 for specific techniques. Growth across leadership levels and by cohorts. The Army develops officers at all levels to understand and practice the mission command principles, to lead and conduct military operations, to support unified land operations. The Army expects officers to integrate developmental practices with collective and individual training to accomplish the Army's missions and develop subordinates for future responsibilities. They routinely operate at direct level interactions with others and work at the organizational and strategic levels to plan, prepare, execute, and assess policies, systems, and practices. Warrant officers serve at all echelons as the primary specialized experts, integrators, managers, and trainers who operate, maintain, administer, and supervise the Army's equipment, support activities, and technical systems and processes in accordance with their primary career field. They bring an unequal depth of knowledge, experience, leadership, and perspective to operations. Warrant officers at all echelons understand and practice the mission command principles to execute unified land operations. See DAPAM 600-3 for developmental opportunities throughout an officer's career. NCOs are responsible for setting and maintaining high-quality standards and discipline while conducting daily missions-making decisions based on disciplined initiative derived from commander's intent. NCOs serve as standard bearers and role models vital to training, educating, and developing subordinates. Through training, coaching, mentoring, counseling, and informal interaction, NCOs guide soldier development every day and play a role in developing junior officers. NCOs advise officers at all levels and are an important source of knowledge, experience, and discipline for all enlisted matters. See DAPAM 600-25 for professional development opportunities. DEA civilians provide crucial continuity and leadership to complement soldiers' roles. DEA civilian leaders require a broad understanding of military, political, and business-related strategies, as well as managerial, leadership, and decision-making skills. DEA civilians develop other DEA civilians and support military leader development as supervisors, mentors, and instructors. DEA civilians should understand and exercise the mission command principles while providing mission-based capabilities to support Army missions. See Department of Defense DoD Instruction 1430.16 and AR 690-950 for specifics. Leader development by walking around, the continual face-to-face engagement by leaders during daily duties, is the most effective informal means of developing leaders at the platoon, company, battalion, and brigade level. Transitions across organizational levels. Continual learning and development are the cornerstone for creating and sustaining an agile Army. Through activities in the institutional, operational, and self-development domains, personnel obtain education, training, and experiences to grow and succeed at positions of greater responsibility. As Army leaders progress in leadership responsibilities, it is necessary for them to develop new skills and abilities to refine how they will lead at the next level. The timing of development is especially important because personnel join and move through a series of alternating and progressive education, training, and operational experiences. The approach applies to DA civilians as well. However, federal service does not program advancement opportunities for most positions. DA civilians move across positions based on the governing regulations and laws relating to applying for and filling positions. Ideally, the best direct-level leaders are developed into organizational-level leaders and ultimately into strategic and enterprise-level leaders. In addition to the leadership requirements model, leaders must grow in their ability to understand, visualize, describe, direct, lead, and assess under differing conditions changing at each leadership level. As leaders progress, they experience greater challenges based on the situation's scope, the consequences and risks involved, and the time horizon. As scope increases, the number of people and outside parties involved increases. The consequences of decisions increase, as do the risks that leaders must address. The length of time that leaders' decisions apply tend to increase at higher levels, as well as the time over which leaders can apply influence. Career transitions can be difficult, regardless of performance and potential at prior levels. When moving into new roles with different demands, individuals may not perform at a previous high level. Individuals must have a developmental mindset to improve what is within their capability and be motivated to do their best. Their leaders have a responsibility to develop the capability. The Army endorses a culture where individuals continually strive to learn, broaden personal skills, and improve. The required attributes and the expected competencies leaders perform do not change. However, some attributes and skills become more important in certain positions based on leader level and responsibilities. See transition descriptions. Proficiency levels regarding leader performance are specific to the individual leader, not their age, rank, cohort, or assigned position. Leaders of all ability levels should take advantage of opportunities to improve. The true nature of the Army leadership attributes and competencies is that there is no ultimate quality level to reach. Regardless of their capability, leaders are always able to learn more, increasing their adaptability, versatility, and effectiveness when influencing others and improving their organizations. For military leaders, six leadership levels span the full range of Army organizations. The changes across levels correspond to the growth of responsibility, increase in the number of personnel affected, and the stakes involved. Not all levels and transitions apply to all organizational cohorts, military fields, or functions, and some Army positions do not fit neatly into this transitions model. Similar transition points exist for DA civilians, each requiring progressive responsibility levels. Personnel begin by managing themselves. Leading and preparing self is constant through the entire process, no matter where one enters and exits the leadership continuum. Self-management and self-preparation are important steps in preparing for initial leader responsibilities. Six transitions that may apply to leaders in Army organizations are leading at the direct level. Initial entry soldiers and DA civilians transition from a focus on self to providing direct leadership to others to accomplish missions. Junior leaders learn how to plan daily tasks and activities, understand organizational constructs, and interact with subordinates, peers, and superiors. Leading organizations. The second transition occurs with leaders at the organizational level. This level begins at company, battery, troop, staff, and similar organization levels for DA civilians. Direct level leadership still occurs at this level, but the leaders become leaders of leaders and rarely perform individual tasks unless they serve in undermanned organizations or in emergency. Coaching subordinate, direct line leaders, and setting a positive example as a leader are two characteristics that stand out at this level. Leading functions. The third transition is from leading an organization as a leader of direct line leaders to leading functions. This level involves directing functions beyond a single individual's experience path. Key characteristics are operating with other leaders of leaders and adopting a longer-term perspective. Functional leaders typically include majors, mid-level warrant officers, and mid-level NCOs. Leading integration. A fourth transition occurs when leaders assume command and leadership responsibility for battalion and similar-sized generating force organizations. These leaders must become more adept at establishing and communicating a vision and deciding on goals and mission outcomes. They need to find time for reflection and analysis and value the importance of making trade-offs between future goals and current needs. Positive attitudes related to trust, accepting advice, and accepting feedback pays dividends at this level and into the future. Leading large organizations. A fifth transition occurs at the brigade equivalent and higher levels of operational and institutional organizations. They often operate outside their experience paths while leading others operating beyond theirs as well. Leaders will only be successful by valuing others' expertise and success. Humility is a desired characteristic of organizational and strategic leaders who should recognize that others have specialized expertise indispensable to success. A modest view of one's own importance underscores an essential element to foster cooperation across organizations. Even the humblest person needs to guard against an imperceptible ego inflation when constantly exposed to high levels of attention and opportunities. Leading the enterprise. A final step occurs in the transition to serving as an enterprise leader. Enterprise leaders must be long-term, visionary thinkers who spend considerable time interacting with agencies beyond the military. This leader must be willing to relinquish control of enterprise elements to strategic and junior level leaders.